With a global population of 6.7 billion, the world's agricultural resources are already stretched beyond their means. But before 2050, the world will need farming systems capable of feeding 8 to 11 billion people within a resource-light, low-carbon economy. But factory farming of animals for food depends on high inputs of global natural resources, energy, water, and land. 60 billion animals are already used to produce food every year, most in intensive factory farming systems. And policymakers already predict meat production will double by 2050 to 120 billion animals a year. With over 50% of pig meat and 70% of chicken meat already intensively produced, factory farming is increasing at 6 times the rate of traditional mixed farming systems. The planet will not be able to sustain such huge numbers of livestock, nor the factory farming systems used to produce them. With its high demand for resources and its high impacts, factory farming is the wrong model for feeding the world in 2050. We urgently need to change our food production systems. Business as usual is not an option. Food in the future will need to be produced within constraints of less water, less land, less energy, decreasing biodiversity, and a changing climate. What solutions can we use to create a sustainable farming model for the future? Firstly, and most importantly, the developed world must reduce its meat and dairy consumption. This is as simple as changing from eating meat 7 days a week to 5. This small change alone would help to free up global resources of land and water, reducing global food prices and increasing the world's supply of energy available for human use. Limiting the amount of global livestock-related emissions will also help to reduce the rate of global warming. Deforestation caused by the livestock industry would be limited by a reduced demand for meat. With fewer livestock, less intensive crop farming would be required to create animal feed. This in turn would decrease the amount of agrochemicals and energy used and make farming systems less reliant on oil. And reduction of pressure on land previously used for growing feed for intensive livestock production could be used for well-managed extensive farming systems, which are beneficial to maintaining biodiversity. The proven health benefits of a low animal protein diet would see improvements in the lifestyles and health of current and future generations, particularly in developed countries. Food equality would be increased by balancing the global diet available to all and freeing up resources. With responsible meat consumption in the developed world, the planet could withstand a growth in the consumption of animal products in developing nations, providing for the health and nutrition of a growing population without destroying the planet. A reduction in demand for meat would mean more developed countries could switch to less intensive, more welfare-friendly production systems, feed their growing populations, and take the lead on animal welfare standards. But how do we reach these goals? Firstly, governmental and intergovernmental targets and incentives need to be set to encourage farmers and consumers to support a move to humane and sustainable livestock production. Effective international standards would protect the welfare of farmed animals and the access of low-income consumers to welfare-friendly food. Meat and milk would be priced according to their actual environmental and carbon impacts and their effects on public health. The true costs of factory farming need to be taken into account. A meat reduction strategy supported by governments would enable farmers to reduce animal stocking densities, making their farms more extensive and their production of animal products more humane and sustainable. By supporting farmers in this way, animal welfare standards can be raised and rural livelihoods protected. Any new systems of factory farming would have to be screened in terms of their complete global impact. Some have suggested further intensification and breeding of higher-yielding animals as a solution to reducing GHG emissions. Farm animals should not have to pay in further suffering in our attempts to reduce global warming. We can choose to move to a production system that is sustainable for people and the planet, and which safeguards animal welfare. Population growth, peak oil, and climate change will mean factory farming is simply not feasible by 2050. The planet may well make the choice for us, leaving the world food system struggling to adjust to new circumstances with drastic consequences for animals, people, and the planet. The situation is urgent. Reducing meat consumption and moving beyond factory farming is essential to the survival of us all.